Ye are the gods, children of the Most High God. Some people have a problem, you know, understanding that statement, you know. So whenever we bring that into a conversation, it always end up with a argument, with people calling other people names. I myself have been in a number of debates about the topic, both online and offline. All of them, they end with the same manner, you know, with people getting angry, calling me a lost sheep, devil's agent, a philosopher, a desperator, lohlobo, foruba, you know, abantu ba kele philosophy ayo, you know. Not that I do mind though, but iyo tu sa ka uzopindo fumanse ukuthi there are more than just one clue in their Bible, or at least I can quote a number of verses that support my claim from their own books, namely the Bible and the Quran. But before we continue with this topic, people need to understand one thing. Oh, these three things. I am not an atheist, a desperate for who convince abantu ukuthi there is no God out there so that they can, you know, live freely in sinful ways, as some people may say. And two, I am not a religious person that is trying to convert you into a religion. And this is not a religious dogma or anything of sort. And I am not trying to establish my own belief system. So, andilindelanga nje abantu bazongicela ukuthi I believe this, I don't believe this. You don't have to believe this. You don't have to love what I'm saying. So, whether you believe it or not, it's none of my concern, nje, because my concern is to share with you my knowledge. And this is my truth. You know, this is what I know. This is my side of a story. So until you come with your truth, until you come with your knowledge, with your side of a story that is going to prove mine wrong. So until then, yeah, story some space story some. All right. With that being said, let's begin. There's a frequently asked question, or there are frequently asked questions. So one of those questions is, why do I always say God is inside us? Or why do I always claim that when you see me, you see God? I am God in Galendlela. Or why do I always claim with men and God are not separate? Let's start with those three questions, because they become one, and it so we're going to answer them as just one question, because they are just one and the same. Whoa, such a bold claim. Well, it's not a claim at all, it's an actual fact. The ancients knew about this so much that it is even printed in the Bible, but we'll get to that one later, né? In studying humans, their nature, behaviors, their minds and souls, and all aspects of humanity and life at large, I've discovered that what we call humans, or at least what we call ourselves, is non-physical. So this is to say, it is neither born nor created. It has been here since the very beginning of time, and it will be here even after the time. In other words, humans, or more accurately, we as Abantu, are not our physical manifestation. That is to say, we are not our bodies. Yes, for so many years we've been taught to believe that we are the physical beings as alahlwa in this physical world, because Adam and Eve ba decide, you know, yonke njela nonsense save your power. So we only have one life, and that life is measured by the number of less than 100 years of age. You know, others believe that we are the minds, and in fullness of time we will die and be no more. Some say we are souls created for one purpose, and that purpose is to praise the creator. So it's like God created us to praise him for creating us. I don't know how it sounds to you, but to me, okay. Yet we hear about it every day, and it has been part of our lives since we can remember, but we are yet to question it, even though we can hear it. Something's off with this whole God concept, Jay, you know, and this religious beliefs and stuff. My conclusion is none of the aforementioned statements is true. This is what led me to do these diggings in the first place. And what I've found, you know, through ES diggings is there is no such thing as a giant man living in the sky commanding mankind to bow to him, sing him praises, worship him, make sacrifices for him, go to war for him, and kill those who opposes him, etc., etc. And to me, that doesn't sound like a good Lord at all. And this God created knowledge and still punished mankind for eating the tree of that very knowledge, surrounded the tree with burning soil, words to prevent future generations from eating from that tree of knowledge. Yet in the same book it is written that my people perish from lack of knowledge. What the hell is that? You know, and this God fear that humans have become God. They know now what is right and what is wrong. Therefore, let us strip them away the gift of immortality and make them worship us if they want that immortality. Does that sound like a good Lord to you? Or maybe to you it does, but not to me. So back to men. Let's go back to men and understand what is man? What is man, Nji? Or must I say, what is self? What is yourself? Where is yourself right now? That is to say, in which dimension do you live in as self? You know, what is the form of that self? The shape, the color, gender, and how old is it? Urban. So can you draw me a picture of yourself? No. Not the picture of your body, because I see your body every day and it's not you. It's yours, as you say. It's my body. It's not me. So the mind is not you as well, because it's your mind, not you. So then who are you? Who are you? And do not give me your name, because when I say who are you, I'm not asking for your name, because if I wanted to know your name, I would have asked for it. I would have asked, what is your name? I'm not talking about your name. I want to know you. Who are you? And what are you? And the nature of man in itself, it's a mystery. So it's in understanding that mystery, it's in knowing the true self, that we come up with the conclusion that if God is a spiritual being, cannot be seen, heard, touched, and is eternal and is omnipresent and omnipotent and can manifest in human form, then so are we. We are spiritual in our nature, in our true nature, cannot be heard by physical ears, can't be seen by physical eyes, and cannot be touched by a physical hand, and we are eternal, we manifested in human form, and we are neither created nor formed. What's the difference then between man and God? Don't you see God when in a human body when you see me? Does not the Bible say our bodies are the temples of God? If that is true, doesn't that mean our body is a car and God is the driver? If you and God are separate, won't that make God your chauffeur, as in good driver? This car, it will. And God will become your servant, and that will make you bigger than God. He will take your orders, not the other way around, because you are going to tell God when to start, when to stop, when to go faster, when to go slow, you know, stuff like that. So now God becomes your servant. So that reasoning is wrong, Jay, and it is rather blasphemous. God is spirit. You are a spirit, and there can only be one source for his spirits, and that's where the spirit inside our bodies come from that source. You know, the nature of the entity we call God is the same as the nature of what we call our higher selves. We are our higher selves, not the servants of. Yes, we start to see ourselves as the servants of the masters until we become those masters. That is to say, we are the servants of our higher selves until we become our higher selves. We are the servants of God until we become that God. Yeah, but so another question is, do I have evidence to back that up? Okay, let's go look in the Bible, because the Bible is the only source that comes into mind when we talk about God. So let's go and look for evidence to back my claim up in the Holy Scriptures. The Bible, especially the New Testament, is constantly talking about the kingdom of God. And in the Gospel, according to Thomas, Jesus Pabam reported a city, if those who lead you say the kingdom of God is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. And if then they say the kingdom of God is in the ocean, then the fishes of the sea will precede you. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God is inside of you and outside of you. So when you come to know yourselves, you will realize that it is you who are the sons of God. Does that ring any bell? Ye are the gods, the children of the Most High God. Once you know yourselves, you will know that it's you who are the true sons of God. And when you get to live in poverty, you will find out that it is you who are that poverty. Okay, let me not confuse you. So let's look at kingdom. What is kingdom? Kingdom is the realm, right? So God's kingdom, since God is spirit, is a spiritual realm, a spiritual dimension. So a realm, or a spiritual realm rather, is where God dwells and rules. And we will never enter that kingdom unless as kings, not as servants, because servitude is a foreign language to that kingdom. So kingdom is not a geographical place in God's kingdom. It is rather a dome, you know, a spiritual dome. When we say kingdom, we say the dome of a king. So this is where we will go and rule in fullness of time according to the Holy Scripture. We will go and rule. Why do we go and rule if we are not the kings? Okay. In the Quran, God is said to be closer to an individual than his jugular vein. A jugular vein is the vein that is connected to the heart, that transports blood from the heart to the mind. So if that is true, then God knows your thought way before they become thoughts. That to me sounds like a God that is inside than a God that is in the sky. A God that is closer to you than your jugular vein. That God is inside you. He resides in you, not in the sky. Jesus said he lives inside and outside. Meaning he's inside this body that I call me or mine, and inside the body that you call you or yours, inside cats, inside dogs, inside trees, inside everything that lives, because God is the energy inside that enables you to think, talk, walk, dream, grow hair, and all that stuff. You know, every living thing has that energy inside them, and it's that energy that we call spirit, or it's the energy of life, or the spirit of life. It's that spirit that brings us to life, because without that energy, which is pretty much in everything, nothing can live, because that energy is what? It's life. Yeah, but energy of life, or spirit of life, because that spirit is life. Energy is life. A body without an energy becomes a corpse. Body without spirit is dead. A battery without energy is dead. We call that battery dead, because it is what? Without energy. And without energy vibrating, there's no frequency for your eardrums to convert into sound. Right? So that energy is pretty much in everything. That's not science. That's actual facts. Reason why we fail to see this beautiful ancient truth is because we think of man as a physical being possessing a spirit, instead of a spiritual being having a physical manifestation. It's not the other way around. We think of the physical man as for, and I quote, whom we should toil. In the book of Genesis, God talked to Abraham in a form of man. That was God on the outside. In the New Testament, it is reported that God talked to Jesus in spirit. That is God on the inside. He talked to Jesus through meditation. With Moses, he talked to Moses in a state of meditation. That is God on the inside. Prophet Muhammad is reported, God came to Prophet Muhammad in a form of a Bedouin guy, meaning God came into a form of man. That was God on the outside. But most of the Quran was revealed in a state of thought. It came as thought to Prophet Muhammad, meaning God talked to Prophet Muhammad in spirit. That was God on the inside. All right. If then there is no God, that is another question people ask. If then there is no God, then where do we come from? I did not say there is no God. I just said we are not separate from God, and God is not an entity that lives in the sky. I said God lives in us. God, we are just a temple. Those bodies are just a temple where God dwells. There is a God. But let me answer that question sincerely. If there is no God, then where do we come from? Okay. Majority of people believe that we are created. Hence, the word creatures. Well, I beg to differ. Because as Jesus said, blessed be he who came to being before he came to being. That is, blessed is he who came into existence before he came into what? Into existence. So, I am blessed because I was here before time and I was the source. I was in the source and I was with the source. That is to say, I was God, I was in God, and I was with God. Jesus said, it is I, you know, who am the light which is above them all. And it is I who am the all. From me did the all come from, and unto me did they all extend. Split a piece of wood, and I am there. Lift up the stone, and you will see me there. The key word here is the light. This is where we from. We are the, we come from that light, and we are that light, and we are having that light. Yeah, so, remember, Jesus is one with God. Father is in me, as he said, and we are one with Jesus. Hence, my disciples are in me and I'm in them, meaning we are one with Jesus. Jesus is one with God. God is one with Jesus, and God is one. Meaning we are Jesus. We are God where we are right now. We are not the servants of Jesus. We are not the servants of God. We are God and Jesus, because Jesus claimed that he and God are one, and he and us are one. Nje kanjalo. You know, because there's only one spirit and we are it. All that exists is through it. If the flesh came to being because of spirit, it is the wonder. But if spirit came into being because of the flesh, it is the wonder of all wonders. Indeed, I am amazed at how this great wealth made its home in this poverty. Those are the words of Jesus. And he said, we should tell the people that we came from the light. The place that came into being in its own accord. And it established itself and it became manifested in the images of men. So the entity we call God is the coming together of all souls. If we say there is God out there, or the source, what we call the source, that where we come from, this is the coming together of all spirits. So when spirits come together, they become one, and it as it was before. Sorry, the spirit, when they come together, they become one as they was before. So we come from the light. We will return to the light, as the Quran always says, to Allah we all shall return. Black, white, navy, good, bad, tall, short, to the source where we come from, we all shall return. Another question, which is the fourth question that people ask to me, is then who answers our prayers when we pray if there is no giant man in the sky that we call God? Who answers our prayers? All right, that one also has an answer. Okay, men answer the prayers of another man, and that is just true. It's no secret. We answer each other's prayers because we are the answers to each other's prayers. You can pray in all languages when someone has headache, but until you give that person an aspirin, you are only making their headache worse. And that's just fact. You can kneel the whole day asking for bread, but unless kuza indoda izokunikeza ukutya uzoguqa ukhathale uvuke uvuthulula amadolo wakho and go to bed with an empty stomach and a false hope that God is going to answer your prayers. We do pray for cars, but no person has ever woke up in the morning with the car parked in front of their houses with a note written, "From your Lord Jesus, peace be upon you." You pray for business, but you never wake up with keys and a text from God that says your prayers are finally answered. So there is your business. You can never even if don't ngenzeka, you'd wake up in the morning and say, "Ndiyalengwa, let us pray. God has never done that to any human before, so how can he do that to me?" It is when we help each other that all our prayers get answered. If I feel like giving, obviously somebody is going to receive whether they've done something or not, because I felt like giving. And since we are connected, whenever I feel like hiring a personal assistant, someone out there is ready to be someone's assistant. It doesn't matter who needs that assistance, but just someone out there is ready to assist someone. This is to say, if I plan to start a record label, someone out there plans to sign with a record label. So once we open our hearts, the strongest electromagnetic field of a it's a Bluetooth device, that one, and all problems will be transferred to me and become my problems too. Only if what we connect with that device. This is when we realize that we are all we got. Nobody is coming to save us. If we do not treat each other like family, which we are, prayers will be nothing but prayers. Once we realize that we come from a place where everything is one and therefore we ourselves are one, then the world will become a better place. You are a blessing to somebody. You are an answer to somebody's prayers. If God lives in us, then let us let God work through us. Let us let our God work through us. So whenever we do good towards a certain individual, we are playing the role of God, which we are. So we have the power to bring people to life, and that is a known fact. And we have the same power to take that life away, and that also is a known fact. In other words, we decide birth and we decide your death, because without humans, there are no other humans coming into existence. Humans bring birth and humans bring death, as is self-explanatory. So look around you. All that you see is the human creation. Plato said, "It is the soul that creates the body." Some say it's our eardrums that convert vibration of energy in the air into sound. It's our eye that turns the sun into light. It's the nerve ends in our skin that are turning electric vibrations in the air into heat and temperature. So that makes us the creators of the world. We create the world that we live in. Singaband. Again, we are not the physical beings. We are not our worldly minds. We are spiritual beings inhabiting both. We are gods in human forms, in other words. So what's left for us now is to either deny God or become God. Problem is, we live in a society that is so obsessed with controlling the human race, and they will stop at nothing to achieve that. So the best way for them to do that was to create and control this new image of God that is their image, so that whoever worships that God ends up worshiping them. And they did all that through wars, genocides, and lies, and manipulating people and brainwashing people through propaganda. So it's time this stops. We need to wake up and realize that we are bigger than. In fact, it's us who created that which we are forced to worship. And death that they use to trick us is the only way that will help us realize that. this death that will help us become our true selves again, that they are using to force us into worshiping that which we are better than. So this time no longer calls for e-beliefs. You know, I don't know, I'm not expecting anyone to believe what I'm saying. This time calls for e-knowledge. Yeah, but it's time to know. And this is the knowledge. Take it and share it as much as you can. And it's time we stop worshipping the beast. And it's time, kwayona nje, this worshipping of beast stops. Because what we call God, what we go to churches every day and worship, what we go to our mosque and worship every day, that is not God. That is the beast that the Bible has always been warning us since we first came into this world. I hope you enjoyed my episode, and I hope iyakwazi ukukuvula ingqondo ukwenzela ba ukwazi ukwenza i-decision consciously ukuthi namhla, from this day onwards, I'm going to look for God, and the God that I'm going to look is not in the sky. I'm going to look for a God that resides inside of me. So I always say to people, they need to find themselves. Once you start to know yourself, once you find yourself and start to know the true nature of self and find God and study the true nature of God, because our characteristics are the same as the characteristics of that entity that we call God.